I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 10th. North Quincy's basketball teams were victorious in round 16 last night and are now headed to the Great Eight. In the first game of a tournament doubleheader, North Quincy girls basketball's undefeated team rolled on as the number 8 Raiders defeated number 9 Pawtucket Regional 65-54 in the Division II tournament at North Quincy High. With the win, the Raiders advance to the quarterfinals. They'll face number 1 seed Norwood at Norwood High School Saturday at 4 p.m. In the second game of the tournament doubleheader last night, number 8 seed North Quincy Boys defeated number 9 seed Walpole 66-62. The Raiders will face Malden Catholic. The game details have yet to be announced. The Raiders and the Timberwolves played a tight game with neither team able to pull away. Two teams were tied at 51-51 after three quarters last night. One person was killed, two others seriously injured during a crash on Blue Hill Avenue in Milton. A black pickup truck and a white sedan collided about a mile away from the Curry College campus Tuesday night around 6 p.m. Both vehicles heavily damaged. It was evident that rescue tools were used to free the people inside. Norfolk County DA's office says 56-year-old Michael McGrath of Milton, who was driving the truck, died from his injuries. A juvenile passenger in the truck, whose name was not released, is hospitalized after undergoing major surgery. The DA says 40-year-old Manuel A. Fonseca of Boston was at Boston Medical Center in critical condition. No further information was released. A Weymouth man facing charges after police say he stole thousands of dollars from an elderly veteran. 45-year-old Gerald Blaine was arraigned yesterday in Hingham District Court on 11 counts of forgery, 11 counts of uttering, larceny over $1,200 by single scheme, larceny over $250 from a disabled person over the age of 60, and breaking and entering the daytime. In February, Hingham detectives launched an investigation into the theft of $3,850 from an elderly veteran after learning of an ongoing scheme where the victim's checks were being fraudulently cashed. An investigation reportedly revealed that Blaine had befriended the victim while at a local assisted living facility. Police said over time, the suspect observed where the victim kept his personal checks and also observed how the victim had a specific way of endorsing those checks. Detectives armed with a warrant nabbed Blaine at his Weymouth apartment on Tuesday. Investigation remains ongoing. A few tense moments outside Quincy City Hall late Tuesday night when a man chained himself to a railing, claiming he had something dangerous in a briefcase he was carrying. Police say 41-year-old Joshua Ackles of Quincy and Canton used a bike lock to chain himself to a railing outside City Hall Annex just after 11 p.m. Tuesday night. Police say Ackles is known to them and frequently claims he is harassed and beaten by Quincy police. A bomb-sniffing dog determined there were no explosives in the briefcase. Police obtained an emergency warrant and took Ackles into custody on charges of trespassing and filing a false bomb report. The incident concluded at around 2 a.m., and Ackles was arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court. The Butler's Pond Restoration Project in Quincy is almost done. Mayor Thomas Koch says the $1.4 million restoration project that began last September is nearing completion. Contractors have completed dredging 3,900 cubic yards of sediments and built a gravel stormwater treatment wetlands at the north end of the pond. The project has restored the pond's natural depth and improved the water quality for wildlife. The project is also designed to better manage stormwater runoff. Native plants will be installed, and the turtles that were removed from the pond for the project will be brought back. Koch praised the Friends of Butler's Pond for their support and advocacy for that project. A $1.6 billion spending bill passed the Massachusetts House unanimously yesterday after representatives shot down a Republican bid to add in language that would have suspended the state's gas tax until prices fall below $3.70 a gallon, a proposal that House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy called a stunt. It allocates $700 million for pandemic-related expenses, including COVID-19 testing, treatment, vaccination access, and personal protective equipment. The mid-year spending bill also extends COVID-19-related eviction protections through March 2023 and continues both special pandemic permissions for outdoor dining and the authorization for restaurants to sell beer, wine, and cocktails with takeout orders through April 1st, 2023. With a smaller bottom line than the $2.4 billion version the governor filed, the House bill also features $100 million to repair local roads from winter damage, $100 million in rental assistance, $55 million for rate increases for human service providers, $140 million to support staffing and program needs at private special education schools, and $10 million to support the resettlement of refugees, particularly those from Ukraine. Before passing the bill, representatives agreed to an amendment that added $6.75 million in spending, $1.75 million for the Department of Fire Services, and $15 million in additional support for the low-income Home Energy Assistance Program. Spencer Republican Peter Durant also cited Russia's invasion of Ukraine and spiking energy prices in his push to suspend the gas tax, a proposal that Revenue Committee Chair Representative Mark Cusack of Braintree dismissed before the vote as a gimmick. Durant's amendment sought to suspend the gas tax until the average price per gallon of unleaded is less than $3.70 a gallon. AAA reported an average price of $4.24 per gallon in the state on Tuesday. The House rejected Durant's amendment on a voice vote, where individual lawmakers' positions are not recorded. With Massachusetts posting record per-gallon prices this week, Republican gubernatorial candidates Chris Doughty and Jeff Deal have also called for gas tax relief. Well, the first 12 games of the 2022 season for the Boston Red Sox are off the schedule after Major League Baseball canceled two additional series. After the first two series of the season were canceled last week, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced the cancellation of 93 more games yesterday, appearing to close the remaining chance to play a full 162-game schedule and threatening locked-out players with loss of salary and service time. In a statement, Manfred said opening day is being postponed until April 14th after Major League Baseball and the Players Association narrowed many economic differences but became bogged down over management's attempt to gain an international amateur draft. That means the Red Sox's six-game road trip against the Yankees, April 7th, 9th, and 10th, and the Detroit Tigers, April 11th through the 13th, are now canceled. Comes after Boston's six-game homestand to open the season against the Tampa Bay Rays, March 31st and April 2nd and 3rd, and the Orioles, April 4th through 6th at Fenway, was canceled on March 1st. MLB's decision to cancel more games now raises the total to 184 games wiped out from the 2,430-game regular season. A check of business news this morning. Stocks bounce back. Dow up 653. NASDAQ rose 460. The S&P up 107. Asian markets also surged. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil is down to just over $110 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat Charlotte 115-101. The Bruins host Chicago tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast: sunshine today, high 52. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 51. Rain could be heavy at times Saturday, high 49. Sunny 37 for Sunday. The boater waves about a foot. Light westerly wind, high tide 5:21 p.m. Sunrise at 6:04, set 5:44. Traffic note: 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open today at 5:15 p.m., Saturday at 1 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, March 10th.